In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, oh how we love Jesus, but he first loved us. He first loved us. It all started on the cross, that he took my sins upon the cross, and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. I need Jesus. I don't know about you, but I need him today as much as I needed him in 1968 when I gave my life to him. Oh, how I need Jesus. And I want to love him as much as I need him. And I tell him, Lord, I love you, but I need you more. I want to love you as much as I need you. Oh, yes, how we need to love the Lord. How we need to be with Jesus. How we need to know that God loves us totally, entirely, and completely. I'm looking at the book of Revelation. Revelation means to take the veil off, to reveal. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. Oh yes, this is John who sees visions and who tells us what he sees. And we look at it and says, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ. Do you testify to the word of God? Do you know the word of God? How could you testify to the word of God if you don't know the word of God? And to the testimony of Jesus Christ, true God and true man, Son of God and Son of Mary, the one who gave his life for us, the one who was buried for us, the one who rose from the dead for us, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it. So we're blessed. I'm reading aloud the words of the book of Revelation, and you're listening to the words of the book of Revelation. We are blessed. We are blessed because that's what the Bible says. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. Oh yes, the time of the Lord's coming is near, so near. We see people, children who do not respect their parents. We have sex with people in the fourth grade. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. The innocence of children has been taken away. Children that are in the fourth grade have sex. Yes, you say, that can't be. Well, that is. It is. It's very sick. It's very sick. I tell you, I knew nothing as I grew up, only that God loved me and my mother and father loved me and my cousins and my aunts loved me. That's all I knew. I didn't know anything about sex. I didn't know anything about babies being born. I knew that the mother was giving birth to the babies, but I didn't know what happened, that she became pregnant. And I was innocent. I was innocent. And it's a good thing to be innocent. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. We're going to look at the seven churches that are in Asia. Most of them today are not there anymore. Why? Because they did not repent of the things that God told them to repent of in the book of Revelation. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. That's Jesus. Grace and peace from him who is who was in the beginning and before the beginning, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Do you know that Jesus is the faithful witness? He leads us to the Father. Do you know that he is the faithful witness as he died upon the cross out of love for us? Do you know that Jesus the Lord is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of kings of the earth? Do you know that today? He's the firstborn of the dead in a resurrected body. Hallelujah. To him who loves us, do you know that you're loved by Jesus today? Do you know that he loves you with an everlasting love? To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood on the cross and made us to be a kingdom of priests serving his God and Father. We became priests at baptism, but the priesthood of the ministerial priesthood is different. That's the one who offers sacrifice, the one sacrifice of Calvary. That's the one who hears confessions. That's the one who loves God and who loves people and who bring people to Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, and even those who pierced him. I pierced him by my sins. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, yes, Jesus is the first and the last, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come. Jesus is, was, and is to come at the end of time. The Almighty. Jesus is the Almighty. Oh, yes, he is the Almighty. He is God in the flesh, true God and true man. I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the persecution. Why is John being persecuted? For the word of God that he proclaimed. He is being persecuted for the word of God that he proclaimed. And the kingdom and the patient endurance, I was on the Isle of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. What was he doing in Patmos? He was persecuted. Do you know that Mary was with him? Remember what Jesus said, "Behold your mother, John. Behold your son, Mary." Oh, yes. Our Blessed Mother was with John on the Isle of Patmos. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, that Sunday, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, "Write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea." Then I turned to see whose voice it was, and he spoke to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. Those are the seven churches, the lampstands. Oh, yes, who is in the middle of the lampstands? Listen. And in the midst of the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and a golden sash across his chest. It's Jesus. He's in the middle of the seven lampstands. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. I tell you, this is what John sees. He must be taken aback that Jesus is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the one who is and was and is to come. He is the one who will come again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. What are the seven stars? The seven angels. Each lampstand had an angel to protect it. And from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. What is the two-edged sword? The word of God. The word of God. And his face was like the sun shining with full force at noon. Oh yes, he shone with the glory of God. You couldn't look on his face because it was as bright as the sun. I tell you, we need to hear the word of God. We need to believe the word of God. We need to live the word of God. Oh yes, when I saw him, Jesus, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. I am the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive forever and ever. I was dead, but see that I am alive forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and hell. Now write what you have seen, what is and what is to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." This is very interesting because most of these lampstands are not following God today. I tell you, that's why he said, "Repent or I will take the light away from your lampstand." We need to repent of our sins, and we need to be covered with the blood of Jesus. We need to live out our baptismal life in faith. By faith we are saved through grace and not of works, lest anyone boast, but we are called to do good works, for faith without works is dead. Chapter 2. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works. I know your toil. I know your patient endurance sounds good to me. I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers. I know you have been tested by those who claim to be apostles, but they are not. And I know that you have found them to be false. I also know that you are enduring patiently and bearing up for the sake of my name, and that you have not grown weary." Sounds good to me. "But I have this against you. You have abandoned your first love." Oh, yes. They're doing all the right things, but they've abandoned the first love of God and of Jesus. And I just pray that I would return to that first love, that love that God has for me, and I respond by loving him totally, entirely, and completely. Oh, yes, you're doing all the right things, church at Ephesus, but I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember then from what you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and I will remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. This is what God promises. I tell you, these churches do not exist today. The lampstands have been removed. Why? Because they did not follow what Jesus told them to do, to repent. Yet this is to your credit. You hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, to everyone who conquers by the blood of Jesus. I will give permission to eat from the tree of life that is in the paradise of God. Oh, yes. To eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, "These are the words of the first and the last." Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, who was dead and who came to life on the third day. He came to life. Oh, yes, he is the risen Lord. He is the risen Lord who has hair as white as wool and white as snow. I know your affliction. I know your poverty. Even though you are rich, I know the slander on the part of those who say that they are Jews and they are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer, persecution. Beware, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have affliction. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Oh, yes. I tell you, persecution is real. I told you the persecuted Christians in the last 10 years are 900,000 people died for the sake of the one who is the Alpha and the Omega. They died for the Lord Jesus Christ. What about us? We could barely live for him in many people. Oh, yes, we can barely live for him, but we're called to also to live for Jesus. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Whoever conquers, and we conquer by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, will not be harmed by the second death. We need to know that we conquer by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And to the angel of the church at Pergamum write, these are the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword, the word of God in his mouth. I know where you are living, where Satan's throne is, yet you are holding fast to my name. Are you holding fast to the name of Jesus? And you did not deny your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, that people who were not priests offered the sacrifice. That's the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to stumble and put to stumble and fall. Bring block before the people of Israel so that they would eat the soon sacrificed to idols and the practice of fornication. So you also have some who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Oh yes, that's evil. Repent, therefore. God keeps on telling the churches to repent. What about now? We look on television, we see things that we shouldn't be seeing. It's awful. It's awful. Sexual things that we shouldn't be seeing. I will come to you soon, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, to everyone who conquers. I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. Do you know that God has given you a new name? You're becoming that name. I'm becoming that name. Oh, yes, we are receiving a new name. Yes, God is speaking to the churches, and he tells the churches to repent. And the churches like us, we just listen and we do not repent. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God, who has eyes like the flame of fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. Do you know that God is speaking to the angel, to these churches? I know your works, your love, your faith, your service, your patient endurance. Sounds good to me. I know that your last works are greater than your first work. Sounds good to me. But I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, and is teaching and beguiling my servants to practice fornication and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her fornication. Beware, I am throwing her on a bed, and those who commit adultery with her I will throw into great distress unless they repent of what they're doing. You see, Jezebel was having sex with the people of Thyatira. What does it say? And I will strike her children dead, and all the churches will know that I am the one who searches minds, I am the one who searches hearts, and I will give to each of you as your works deserve. But to the rest of you in Thyatira who do not hold the teachings, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I do not lay on you any other burden. Only hold fast to what you have until I come. Oh yes, hold fast to what I've given you until I come. You see, these churches don't exist today. You might ask why. Because they did not do what Jesus told them to do, and that was to repent. To repent, to turn away from sin and turn to God. To turn away from sin and to turn to God. Let's look at the third chapter of Revelation. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have a name for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains that is on the point of death. For I have not found your works perfect in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Obey it and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. Yet you have still a few persons in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy to you to conquer. You will be clothed like them in white robes, and I will not blot out your name out of the book of life. I will confess your name before my Father and before his angels. Can't even preach anymore. We've got these things happening next door. Well, anyway, I'm telling you, repent. Me too. Repent. Turn away. Turn away. Ask for your first love again. Ask for your first love again. How we need that first love of God, that first love of Jesus that went out from ourselves to tell everyone about Jesus. How we need that first love. How I need that first love. Oh God, give us that first love. Give us the love of Christ, the love that is greater than the demonic. Give us the love of Jesus Christ, the love of God. Give us that love that endures forever. For you have loved us with an everlasting love, and we want to correspond or respond to your love with love, with love. We respond to your love with love. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to announce Charismatic Renewal Services. There's going to be a conference on the 14th of September from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The donation is $25, and it is going to be held in Boston College High School on the 14th of December. May God bless you this day. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.